The Both is the name for the duo formed by veteran singer-songwriters Amy Mann and Ted Leo. The Both is also the name of their debut album. The two began performing together in 2012, when Ted Leo was Mann's opening act. Mann began joining Leno on stage during a set. They liked the sound of their voices together and started collaborating. Rock critic Ken Tucker has this review of The Both.
Cold light dawning on a cold eastern morning. Not shocked, can't be too apart when there were so many warnings. I hear you knock, I hear you unlock my door. I don't want you to have my key anymore. On, but the mailbox is empty when there could have been something.
That's Amy Mann and Ted Leo harmonizing on a song they co-wrote called The Gambler. As separate acts, Ted Leo is generally considered a punk-influenced indie musician for the work he's done with his band The Pharmacists, and Amy Mann as a sensitive singer-songwriter ever since she left the pop star life with the group Till Tuesday in the 1980s. But of course, both of these musicians are more than their genre categories. What their work as The Both suggests is that together, they've found common ground in confidently precise, propulsive melodies and lyrics that twist with oblique cleverness. That's Milwaukee, one of the first songs Mann and Leo collaborated on in gradually hatching this plan to perform and record together as The Both. They bring out the best in each other musically. Leo gives Mann zip and vigor, she gives him poetry and hard-headedness. Sometimes one of them takes the lead vocal, at other times they trade off lines and harmonize throughout. On a song such as You Can't Help Me Now, they make gloomy sentiments lively.
Anytime you establish a world of your own, you get thrown. Try and answer a bomb with a calm undertone. Alone. I wanted you to know that I put up a fight. Everything goes missing when they dim the light. The catastrophic sinking of the will is kind. And even you can't help me now. You can't help. You can't help me now. You can't help.
In interviews, Amy Mann has said working with Ted Leo has made her feel as though she's in a rock band for the first time, which must make her old bandmates in Till Tuesday feel a tad dismayed. But if anything, The Both includes some of the most Amy Mann-ish of Amy Mann songs, the way her best singing captures an urgent longing and pessimism that's redeemed by a prickly self-awareness.
There's a shadow. No, sir.
The Both works so well as an album because its songs cohere as the documentation of the ways a new creative partnership revitalizes the familiar habits, tics, tricks, and talents of the collaborators. It sets their individual talents in a new context that compels the listener to form a new appreciation for these musicians. They may begin the album singing about a gamble that didn't pay off, but their own musical collusion really has.
You're gonna make me pay for it. You're gonna make me wait for it. You're gonna make me pay for it now. You're gonna make me pay for it.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed The Both, the new album by Amy Mann and Ted Leo from their band, also called The Both. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.
Now.